Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famously. Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding, except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick, and you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class, Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Why do you build me up, buttercup baby, just to let me down?
There'll be no singing on this podcast.
Mess me around and worst of all.
Have you got any questions? Have you got any questions?
I know that you have from the emails. So read them out.
Read them out.
Only babe.
Don't break my heart.
That was very good.
Yeah. Was it?
Still up the live show.
Nah.
Off the dome.
Yeah, that's what they're improv, and imagine what you're going to get on the night live show. This is our first time.
The two of us could have had a career in the music industry, for sure.
This is our first time mentioning the live show to people, by the way.
What was it?
That's a bonus episode.
It's
confusing for Darren because we record the main episode before the bonus.
It's not all that confusing.
You're confused.
What?
This one's close, and that one's far away. Isn't that the...
You're wearing your blue jumper.
When's the live show, Joe?
The live show is on February 12th.
Where's the live show, Joe?
The live show is in Vicar Street.
When can you get tickets?
Now.
Where can you get tickets?
Ticketmaster.com.
Right, you've been paying attention.
Yeah. And it's like, Jesus Christ, that felt like a 30 test. You know when a question is really easy, but you're still like, I'm not so sure. I don't know. Is it February 21st or 12th? No, 12th. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
A good early Valentine's present?
Oh. If you do that sort of thing. I don't. But if I did, I'd get a ticket to Stala.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I was a spectator of this podcast so I could just go and enjoy it.
You can listen to her if you want.
No, but like, not as me. I'd like to be someone else.
At the live show?
Yeah, I'd like to be someone else on that date. So
you'd love to be a fan of a podcast and get to go and see a show like the Stala live show.
Yeah.
But specifically this one. Like, because there's nothing like it.
Yeah, no other podcast like this one.
Nothing like a Stall It Live
show.
That's
why we've been top 100 podcasts in Ireland for the last 3 or 4 years.
Relentless.
Relentless stuff.
Which is actually an accomplishment because there's about 50,000 podcasts in Ireland. At least.
Is there?
Probably.
No, not 50,000.
Maybe not 50,000. I was exaggerating with the 50,000, but there's a lot of fucking podcasts.
Would you say there's 5,000?
Easy.
10,000?
Yeah, probably about 10,000, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, top 1%. We're part of the 1% club.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in top 100 quite a while now, actually.
Yeah.
And that deserves a good show in Vicar Street.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
what a way to sell your show. Top 100.
Well, it could be worse. It could be not in the charts at all.
He's a humble guy.
Oh, no, he's told me it's not about the charts. I disagree, though. I think it's all about the charts. only messing. Fuck the charts, man. It's all about
The charts.
Come see us in Vicar Street. Meet us in Vicar Street, please.
Yeah, Stall it.
That's what it means. It means come on, stall it.
If anyone from the podcast, anyone who's been there before to a live show will know, like, It's all kind of built around different bits of the podcast. It's nothing. It's all original. It's nothing, you know, lifted from the podcast. It's not just.
There might be some bits that's relatable, like to certain chicken soup is chicken soup real, blah, blah, blah. All of Joe's bits about getting scammed or something like that. But then it'll veer off into something that's original and new. References. They have never seen before.
Reference.
So if you're one of those people who's been to a few of them and there's like a bit we haven't referenced,
Top 100.
Let us know.
Top 100.
Set us a challenge. We'll see if we can work it into the live show.
If you want to see one of the top 100 podcasts.
Top 100, baby.
Live. On a stage near you.
Yeah, I give up.
It's hovering in around 95, 96, 97, 98 most weeks. So if you want to see the top 100 podcast, come to Vicar Street. If you ever wanted to see a top 100 podcast, then you should go to Vicar Street.
The charts aren't just based on how many people listened that week, you know.
It's just they're based on how great you are.
You've probably seen at live shows, I usually take a few minutes to take the piss out of Joe. If there's anything mad he said that you want him held to account for in a public setting, please.
I want to witness it.
Send it to me. And you want to witness it, yeah. Remind me so I can. Does that not? We're at almost 230 episodes now. We're like, there's what, five or six? Probably 500 hours, 400 hours of stall it there.
That's a lot, isn't
that's
it?
That's a lot to go through. I need help.
That's loads of Lord of the Rings films.
That's starting to feel less like a live show and more like a public flogging of me. That's what that's starting to feel like.
Ah, you get your moment.
I do.
You get your chair.
I do. And some people agree with me.
That's true. Yeah. No, they do.
Are the guards taking money from?
We had one about guards before. What was the one about the guards?
The WhatsApp group,
the walkie talkies.
Using WhatsApp.
Yeah,
the guards use WhatsApp.
The guards.
And wasn't I right?
No,
I was half right.
No, you're wrong on the podcast, and you were humiliated publicly for being wrong at the live show.
Somebody fact check going on that, please. Go back and listen.
Thank
to
you. Please do. Episode, I think in that episode we fact checked you.
I think they said that they listened, they use both.
Yeah, maybe.
So we're all right. Or are we all wrong?
All a bit wrong.
Bit of both.
Right, do you want a question?
I'd love one.
Well, that's what we do, isn't it?
That's what this is for.
Kind of a question. Kind of a request from Podge.
Podge.
He and thinks.
Raj. Where's Raj? Go on.
Can I just stop talking over me?
That's the kind of comedy that you're going to get live at Vicar Street.
That's the kind of disjointed, messy communication.
Sorry, Owen.
Go on. What did Podge say?
He says, I think it's time to make the bonus pod just the Monday pod. Stretch the bitch out and give us a full one twice a week. No. Sorry.
That was shot down quick.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. It's a lot more work with a main episode recording, editing. It's much bigger than the bonus episode. You're probably talking about 3-4 times as much work.
We like to keep us hungry.
Yes, pricks.
Yeah. Sorry, Podge.
But thanks for the appetite. Appreciate it, Podge.
And he says, a new episode of your favourite podcast is a great old feeling when you've a bit of a drive ahead of you and a full stall of pod of a Monday morning. Jesus, lads, we'd be laughing.
Listen, I think Monday is the day to bring out a podcast. If I ran this podcast, it'd come out on a Monday. But Talking Bollocks comes out on a Monday or something.
Or something. One of them other podcasts.
Talking
Bollocks
comes out on a Thursday. And the bonus is a Tuesday for them.
What's out on a Monday then? That's a conflict of interest.
Nothing.
I don't like Mondays. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays. Tell me why.
But you get the bonus on a Monday, so shut up. I'm only messing, but with love, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So what's the question?
Just a request.
Request. Fair. Fair. A fair request.
Why don't you hire Podge to produce the podcast and then he can have it out on a Monday?
And then you'll realise why there's not more. Then you'll really know what it takes to make a top 100 podcast. Oh, stop your zagas at that edge.
Right.
Go on.
Dean
the Bean.
Dean on the scene.
Dino. Dean the Beano. Go on. Dean.
Dean starts off. He says, hope all is well.
Thanks very much.
Dean's always polite. Following on from the Snickers topic a few weeks ago, I'd just like to fact check Joe as usual.
Ask me arse.
He says, as a gay man, I did find Snickers very attractive.
Yeah, what did I say?
However, it did. Why is this in the past tense? It did depend on the person wearing them. For example, Owen's description of the fat chain smoking plumber wouldn't have done anything for me. And then he, in brackets, unless you're into that body type, which is obviously grand. That plumber was, I'd say, he was an acquired taste, all right. A few years ago, there was an apartment complex being built across from the office in work, and all the gays and women were obsessed about the lads, and the main reason was the Snickers. That all being said, my brother started wearing them for work recently and completely ruined it for me forever. That's why it's past tense. Yeah. So now I just like the bars.
The bars? The
Snickers bars.
Oh, okay, right, yeah, of course.
Now, why asked Amy that?
Oh, right, what did Amy say?
She's not into it.
Bollocks, liar.
She wouldn't lie to me.
She fucking would.
She wouldn't lie to me.
No, Darren, I don't find any man sexy. Only you, Darren.
She tells me who she fancies, like celebrities and all.
Only you.
Only you.
The only celebrity I fancy is Dublin's best celebrity from 98FM.
Yeah, that title's gone.
98FM, not even invited. Dublin's best celebrity.
I didn't realize that. More on Wednesday you can take back
that award, yeah. 98FM.
You should go.
Everyone knows Radio Nova's the best.
Shots fired.
Not even in the building. Sorry, I take that one back. Spin.
Delete that.
So just for, like, people won't have heard this yet, but Darren, myself and Joe were both at the 98FM night at Dublin Zoo with the wild lights.
I'm going to fucking flip, man. Darren, because I feel like people are out to get me these days, you know that?
Oh,
there's a lot of, Jesus. I feel like a bit of a deer in the headlights these days.
One day, huh? One day you're top of the pile.
One day you're fucking likeable, the next day you're
not even getting an invite. Villain. Darren, there was thousands of people there.
Thousands.
Some aren't even famous.
Well, do you know what?
Yep.
I wouldn't have even went.
Well, you couldn't get in.
I wouldn't have went.
Jesus, how far are you falling?
I used to be all good back in the day, didn't it, Joe?
Mm. Getting too old.
The ship has passed. I'm still hanging on to the ship.
It was good while it lasted.
I'm at the end of the ship, just hanging on.
Man overboard.
Asking fucking Ben Williams, don't let me off, please. All the kiddos.
Please, I've still so much more to give to the content creation world.
Do you remember me, Sally?
I could go to events and do voiceovers too.
I can make reels. I can make a TikTok. I'll do a dance for you. I'll dance for you.
I downloaded CapCut for €120 just to get the good fonts, please.
Savage love. Did somebody break your heart? That's a TikTok dance, isn't it?
I haven't even, just come to think of it, I haven't even been invited to a film premiere in a while.
There hasn't been a lot of films, though.
Ah, there's bleeding loads.
Hasn't there been?
The signs are not good here. Signs are not good.
It's ever since I started promoting small businesses.
I was going to say, this is, there's a correlation between this and the sheds.
Shit.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Well, I had that with some fella last week. Smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them €150 colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odour protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Another email.
Go on.
Mick from Kildare. He has a couple of ones here that I think I'll bring back to you. But he wants to know if you were TV detectives, who'd be good cop, who'd be bad cop?
Mick, is it?
Mick
is always sending.
He's a good man for
the Conways as
well. I like Mick's questions. Yeah,
Mick is a good lad to have on your side for the questions. Who would be good cop, bad cop?
I'd be useless cop.
I'd be shy.
Bad cop. I'd love to be the bad cop, clatting around the victims.
The ones where they put the chair up against the door.
So you'd abuse and your power. You'd go mad with power very quickly, I'd say. So you'd be the bad cop.
I would only sit on chairs backwards.
Darren would be like afraid of just how out of control you were going to get.
Yeah.
Or what you were going to do next. Constantly going around trying to prevent it.
Kicking in doors, arrested, like not even arrest, like holding strangers up against the wall and they didn't even do anything, like just as suspects.
Yeah.
I suspect you of robbing.
I suspect you.
And like, I didn't fucking do anything.
Just I'm like,
just save up for the judge.
Just dropping people.
Left, right, and center. And then search people. I'd love to be a guard and just search people and just see what they find. Do you know what? When I played poker, I'd just have loads of cash, because if you won money, you just have loads of cash in your pocket. And I was coming home from the casino and I'd won a fucking tournament. So I had about $2,000 in cash in my pocket. And the guards pulled me over, walking home at 3 o'clock in the morning, sober, which is suspicious. If I was drunk, I wouldn't be suspicious. And then he pulls me over and he goes, "Where are you coming from?" I was like, "Oh, just coming from the casino." He goes, and then he put me up against the wall and he searched me and he found the $2,000 in my pocket. And he goes, "What are you doing with this?" And I'm like, "I just won $2,000. And he's like, "Oh yeah, and you just walk around with it in your pocket, are you?" And like, he held me there for about half an hour, like questioning me, dying to arrest me. I'd say he was dying to arrest me. It was cold.
I don't know where that came from, yeah.
Can
you explain this poker chip you have in your pocket?
Like, I'm not fucking lying to you. I'm pleading, telling you, I won a few quid playing poker, for fuck's sake. But yeah, I'd love to search people and just see what they have.
Yeah.
Or customs. I'd love to work in customs.
I seen something on the news yesterday about, I don't know if this is always a thing, but it just strikes me that the stuff that cabs sees off criminals, they can sell that in 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Has that always been like that?
They've auctions. Yeah, they've auctions.
Has that always been a thing?
Yeah.
That is mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can look up what's going to be in it.
That's fucking mad.
Yeah, like Rolexes and handbags and all sorts of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And where does the money go? Go back into cab, does it?
I think it goes to charities.
Okay. That's all right, isn't it?
Families affected by...
Well, that's good.
Drug violence and stuff like that. That's what they say. But then, you know, the CEO of the charity's on $250,000 a year and all that shit, so fuck them.
Wasn't that 12 bags of weight there? Why is there only 10 now? Oh, we gave them to charity.
So Joe's back up, you're the good cop.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, I'd be like taking stuff and keeping it.
I'd take the odd thing now.
If you were a guard, it'd be very hard not to take something. Like money. if there's
wads on the table, like beside machine guns and that, I'd just be like, "Oh, we just get a little turn out there."
Hey, who's going to say that? Like, if me and you were guards and we went in on a drug bust, and there was loads of money on the table, you'd say, "Yeah, do you want to just take we'll take 200 quid. Like, no one's going to fucking miss
it. I'd be looking around for any kind of pet cameras or anything.
Would you take 200 quid off a drug dealer's table?
I mean,
take more than that.
If it's a big table full of loose cash and just the two of you walked into the room.
Yeah.
So before anyone else gets there.
Yeah.
I just go like this.
And the rest.
Look around.
You mean that?
Or just pretend to fall on it.
Only thing is, I presume if you get caught doing that, that's your career over.
Ah, no, you wouldn't get caught though.
Any TV cop show I've seen where that happens, like,
the crooked cop always
everybody in the room has to take the money. Training Day does that scene, The Wire has it as well. So there's a load of drug dealer cash and they're like, everyone has to take it, so nobody can rat anyone else.
But they're films and there's always a good guy. Yeah.
So you're both taking the cash, you're both getting kickbacks.
We're both bad cops, no good cops here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good cops. No good cops.
You can't be a good cop around. You can't be a bad cop around a good cop. It needs to be bad cop, bad cop.
All cops are bad.
Mick in Kildare he's sent us a few good ideas for like you to do a bit of improv before.
Mick always sends them to the Conways.
Will you send us in a little improv scenario for these two to do as this cop duo? See if we can get them doing it.
We'll just do it in our own accents. No point in getting all noir with it.
Well, we'll see what happens. Do whatever you like.
If he asks for noir, I mean, we'll give it to him.
You're going noir? I was going like, yeah, like just fucking normal. Put your hands up against a fucking wall. No. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, I think you're probably
going for like...
Keep it local.
Interesting.
Like Charles now.
You're a little wise guy, ain't you, huh?
Hey, we're swimming with the fishes now. What the fuck was that?
Now.
He's going to swim fish now.
This guy thinks he's a fucking wise guy, huh? Yeah, that'd be fun.
See you after, everyone.
See
if you have any
Wednesday questions,
send them into stall@goloudnow.com. And if you don't have any questions, keep them to yourself.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Doesn't mean it.
That doesn't mean anything.
Nah.
Like what I said there doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
If you have questions, keep them to yourself.
If you don't have
any questions, keep them to yourself.
What? Keep nothing to yourself.
Like, if you don't have questions, why would you keep them to yourself? Fuck.
Stick don't that worry on about there. It. Don't worry about
what
it.
What I should have said was, if you don't have any questions, keep them to yourself.
Nice.
Phrase it differently. different tone makes it like.
Just get AI to say something smarter than what he said there, and we'll be all right. We'll be good. That can we do that?
Maybe replace that with AI.
Yeah.
All right.
How's it going? I'm just wondering what is a smarter way for saying what was it again?
If you don't have any questions, keep them to yourself.
So I want a smarter way of saying if you don't have any questions, keep them to yourself. And don't make it too long. Okay?
Absolutely. You could say something like, if you have no questions, no need to mention them. It's a bit shorter and a little more polished.
No, I don't agree with you. Fuck off.
AI slop.
Doesn't respond.
Can you change the voice?
I don't know.
That is so irritating. Yeah. If you have no money, then don't mention it.
Can you change the voice?
That's nice and
especially
more polished
when he's wrong.
How do I change the voice? Can I change your voice?
You've used your little AI toy over there. Right, you used your little buddy over there three times during this recording session. He's been wildly wrong twice.
Not my little buddy, I don't even know. John.
Mm. Does he ever tell you a story at night time?
Sometimes I don't even ask him out and he's talking to me. Hey, come back here. Why aren't you talking to me? I'm like, what?
Didn't even pull the string that time.
Yeah, you can change it. Change it to a woman.
Can we go? You've recorded your video.
Yeah, right, okay.
Well, I'm having a can of Monster and a
vape. Filming. I don't give a fuck. I'm leaving you to it.
Oh, there's a business idea. Like a can of Monster with a little vape on the top of it, so you can puff and drink at the same time.
And when I finish the drink, the vape is gone.
The kids would love that. Maybe the vape juice is the Monster. Monster flavoured vape.
I'm pretty sure you can get all that. Not Monster. Well,
bye.
Skittles.
Bye. I'm stopping this now. Starlet at goloudnow.com.